This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. All of Colorado's congressional delegation is reportedly safe after pro-Trump rioters broke into the U.S. Capitol to protest the Electoral College vote count. CPR's Caitlin Kim was inside the building when authorities locked it down.
It was a normal House debate. There were definitely a lot more Republican members on the floor than there were Democrats. But even from where I was on the press gallery area, you could start hearing rumblings from outside. So you knew something was going on, and that's when I sort of made the decision to get back to my office. And then you could hear, like, a few, you know, about 15, 20 minutes later, you could actually start hearing protesters. They were chanting things like USA, USA, Trump, Trump.
CPR's Caitlin Kim. Officials say the Capitol is now secure 4 hours after violent Trump supporters broke in. Governor Polis defended the rollout of the COVID vaccine amid complaints that it's created confusion. Some Coloradans 70 and older were vaccinated, even though frontline healthcare workers and other top priority groups haven't been. Much of it depends on where people live, the number of doses certain areas have received, and the health system patients use. Polis indicated some chaos is inevitable.
But the benefits of going as quickly as possible to get it into the arms of folks far outweighs delaying until everything is lined up.
The governor said more healthcare systems and clinics will be offering the vaccine to older Coloradans in the coming weeks. 40 degrees in Denver, 23 in Vail. This is CPR News.